Hey, hey, how are you? I mentioned in the most recent podcast, the one about Ohaguro, blackened teeth, a story called Mushimetsuru Himegimi, the princess who loved bugs, and how I was going to translate it and tell that tale for this month's bedtime story. And that's what I'm going to do. Although this isn't a chokuyaku, or literal translation, it was written in old Japanese, and there have been quite a few updated versions where the old Japanese is translated into newer Japanese, and then there's different versions of that. So what I'm going to tell you today is pretty much the gist of the story, which, it turns out, isn't a full story after all. It seems that it's just part of a longer tale. A part two was promised, but it was never written, or maybe it was just lost in time. So this is more of a character sketch or a fragment of a story. One thing I discovered very recently, though, is that it was this tale, Mushimetsuru Himegimi, that inspired Miyazaki Hayao to write Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind. Nausicaa was the first Ghibli movie I ever watched. It was in Japanese, and my Japanese wasn't very good back then, but it left a huge impression on me. So it's still one of my favorites. After reading about the princess who loved bugs, I can see why Hayao Sensei chose a version of her for his protagonist. So this story was written in the 12th century, and while reading it now, it almost feels like an empowering tale of a wise, curious girl who was true to herself and really got it. Some think, though, instead it was written as a cautionary tale. Don't be like this. Blacken your teeth, comb your hair, don't play with bugs. But I find the princess too lovable to think about her this way. One word I mentioned in the story that I'll explain real quick is mushikago, or bug cage. I put a little blog post up on Patreon the other day about it with some photos, but basically a mushikago is an intricate cage or intricate cages made of thin strips of woven bamboo to keep insects, usually the beautiful singing variety, but in today's story, any bug will do. So let's get started. The Princess Who Loved Bugs. Once upon a time, back in the late Heian era, there lived a young princess who was well known for her love of bugs. While other princesses were praised for their modest and dignified behavior, waking to be tended by maidservants who combed their long hair